This next segment, we go to the Hudson River in New York, where one of the largest freshwater environmental cleanups in U.S. history is underway. 30 years ago, General Electric dumped tons of toxic waste into the river. Now GE's trying to clean up its act by dredging a 40-mile stretch of the river to remove the waste. But as correspondent Amber Cortez reports, in the process, GE has muddied the waters.
You couldn't ask for a more perfect Saturday. The sun is shining and it's hot. People are swimming, families are barbecuing, and the Hudson River beckons with refreshing, cool water. New York City feels like it's a million miles away, even though the beach here at Croton Point Park is only about an hour from the city by train.
We love coming down here. I come down here for sunsets. We come down here for swimming. I just love it. I love the river. And every year, there gets more and more people here. It gets livelier and livelier.
Bonnie Smith and her husband camp here every summer. They swim, relax, watch the boats go by, and fish. But if they catch any, they always throw the fish back.
I wouldn't want to eat fish that came out of this river right now, because there are parts of the river that they're dredging upriver for PCBs, and who knows where, you know, the fish have been.
Bonnie has reason to worry. All the commercial fisheries here have closed long ago, and people are advised not to eat the fish, because for 30 years, General Electric dumped more than a million pounds of toxic waste into the Hudson from its facility in Fort Edwards.
As a result of General Electric's PCBs, the entire Hudson River from Fort Edward down to New York Harbor is a federal Superfund site, meaning it's on the list of heavily contaminated sites around the country.
That's Alex Matheson, the president of Riverkeeper, Inc., an environmental organization that first blew the whistle on GE PCB contamination in the 70s. 3 decades later, and after a review from the EPA, General Electric is only now obligated to clean it up. But it wasn't easy.
General Electric, in the process, fought tooth and nail to avoid that cleanup, and it spent well over $100 million on lawyers and lobbyists and fancy public relations campaigns, propagandist campaigns, really. They were very dishonest and misleading in trying to gain public support for avoiding the cleanup. They had a whole campaign saying, you know, let Mother Nature solve the problem. These PCBs tend to bury themselves in the river bottom, in the sediment.
Print, radio, and television ads showed dirty clamshell dredges lifting sediment into heavy industrialized equipment. The ads, Matheson says, were misleading.
I have never met a single person, literally in my 9 years of running the organization, I don't care how well educated, how progressive, how environmentally conscious, who hasn't said to me at the first mention of GE and their PCBs, isn't it better just to leave them in the river? So it was a very, very effective campaign.
And as for Mother Nature?
The EPA, after an 11-year, heavily peer-reviewed study, determined that, in fact, that's not true. The PCBs do settle on the bottom of the river, but they regularly get stirred back up from fish feeding, from storms, currents, rain events, etc.
But the controversy of dredging still remains, and there are some people who disagree.
My name is Sharon Ruggie, and I am a longtime member of CEES, the environmental organization here in the town of Fort Edward that has fought the dredging of the Hudson River for 30 years now.
Miss Ruggie lives about a quarter mile away from the dewatering facility, so to her, the fight against dredging is personal.
The Hudson River was a beautiful river. Mother Nature was doing a fantastic job of cleaning itself. And truly to see this heavy equipment in the river riling it up, digging into the banks, it's very, very sad to see.
Members of CEES, or Citizen Environmentalists Against Sludge Encapsulation, are concerned that dredging is causing the resuspension of PCBs from the sediment into the water. And then there's the dredge site itself.
There is absolutely no hydraulic dredging being used. It is all the very old clamshell type. They put the bucket into the river, and when it comes up, there's very dirty water just flowing back into the Hudson River.
Now that the dredging is taking place, both groups are monitoring the General Electric cleanup, but they have vastly different takes on how it's going.
We are privy to regular information on status reports on the cleanup, and so far, for the most part, the cleanup has been going very well?
The cleanup is going very, very poorly because the air quality standards the EPA set themselves are being exceeded often.
The thing is, GE has only committed to the first phase of this project and can opt out of phase two, which is 90% of the actual dredging. Like GE, CEES has fought for a long time against the dredging and now wants the project to end. Since they're on the same side so often, I asked Sharon if the two ever joined forces.
We honestly have no relationship with General Electric. Perhaps it was at times difficult to see the distinction between their stand and ours. We were certainly both opposed to the dredging, but our concern was for our community, for our residents.
But a 2001 report written by Charlie Cray for the Multinational Monitor says otherwise. Cray writes for publications like The Nation and for Huffington Post. He's also director of the Center for Corporate Policy in Washington, D.C. In his report, Cray writes that CEES President Tim Havens said GE has supplied CEES with rally signs, bumper stickers, and other supporting studies.
Has CEES received any support from General Electric for its anti-dredging position in the past?
Not a penny. We have never received a penny from General Electric. We would not have asked for any money. That would certainly have diluted our message.
And have you received any other types of support from General Electric?
No. We have received no support from General Electric at all.
In the past and in the present?
Not in the past and not in the present.
When reached for comment, CEES Treasurer Jane Haven says the organization has never been paid to represent GE, but has appeared in GE infomercials against the dredging. As environmental groups along the Hudson continue to disagree and the dredging continues through phase one, one thing seems clear. No matter what happens, people will continue to come here to enjoy the river. And who wouldn't? This place is beautiful, and the swimming, perfect. Just don't eat the fish. For Making Contact, I'm Amber Cortez, along the banks of the Hudson River, New York.